Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad that you're here. This is Super Bowl Sunday, and also, and I'm in Washington, so you know Seahawks all the way Seahawks. But anyway, welcome to Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Our moderator, of course, is Miss Mina, who's also a Reiki master and a psychic. So you can go into the chat room as well and ask questions if you don't want to call in or be on the line. So, and as always, you know, I start with prayers and then we'll start the reading. So I'm going to do the prayers real quick. We've got a full board today, so surprisingly, because I started the show an hour early so that I can leave and go to one of the Super Bowl parties. But anyway, okay, I'm so glad you guys are here. Okay, we'll begin with the prayers. Love provides us every day with financial abundance, for God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds, and we shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. Love, so be it. It is already done. Thank you. I am that I am. Love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, God, revive whatever peace and love that may have died within us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us today that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. And the cleansing prayer, the last one, is love. We are asking our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. All right, and that's our prayers for today. And everyone that's calling in or listening to the show or in the chat room, God bless all of you. And I hope whatever that you are seeking or looking for or praying for in your life, that it all comes to pass. Also, I want to mention that the full moon begins. You know, we always have to give you this, too. You guys, write this down. The full moon begins on the 3rd of February. So write that down, and your new moon begins the 18th of February. Okay, and Mercury retrograde, which we are in right now, will end, thank you, God, February 11th is the end of Mercury retrograde. You know, during this period, you don't buy any big ticket items. You can have communication problems, relationship problems, vehicles, even problems with your computers. So during these 3 weeks, you just kind of lie low and don't push the button or the page too much, okay? All right. Well, enough of me talking. Let's begin. So first call up is area code 703. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, hello, Linus. Eric calling. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good. I just want to see anything that stands out for 2015 for me, anything good, that is.
You know what? While you were talking, a job, and I saw money signs.
Ooh.
That came right up as you were talking. Yeah, I saw a job and money signs, three symbols of money. So if there's a contract or a job that you're working on, whatever, it's going to pay you this year. If it wasn't last year.
I hope so.
Yeah, this year you're going to get paid. Yeah, I saw three symbols of the money sign, so that means you definitely got money coming to you. Let's see, what else, Eric? Oh, your love life is changing for the better. I'm seeing an older woman, but they're showing me like maybe 3 years older. That's not much.
No.
But 3 years older than
three.
You, but yeah, that was it. But I don't think older to me would be like 10 years difference. So 2 to 3 years. That's not that. I mean, that's just me. I ain't talking against the angels, you know. But that's just me. So, but anyway, they're showing me that yeah, your love life is going to change. There's a woman coming blonde. Blonde woman, thick head of hair. I guess that's to let you know her hair is very thick, but attractive in business. Looks like could be IT, computers or troubleshooters, something like that. Yeah, that's all I'm seeing right now, Eric. It came right up about the money for the job. So if you're looking for something
to
happen,
yes.
Wait till after February 11th, Eric. Once we're through. Mercury retrograde. Yeah, once we're past that. But I think the beginning of March is going to be good for you business-wise. That's what I'm picking up.
I look forward to it. And the lady will come maybe in the spring, hopefully, around.
I'm seeing less than 90 days.
Okay.
You're showing me less than 3 months' time. So less than 90 days, she's going to come forward. Remember what I told you. I said 3 years older, blonde, thick hair, very thick hair, and IT. She works in IT, so she has something to do with computers or the Internet or whatever, a troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm.
Almost feels like she kind of repairs them or, like,
mm-hmm.
people come to her for problems and she helps solve it, so maybe that's why I got troubleshooter. But, yeah, so ladies along the line, remember that one.
Well, we do have people at my work, too, who do that kind of work. So there's a chance we might cross paths.
Oh, there you go.
You never know.
Hey, this is so true, bruh. This is so true. You never know. God bless.
Thank you. Well, I look forward to it all, Linus. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed rest of the show.
Oh, thank you. And you have a wonderful week, Eric. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. You take care now.
Okay, you too. All right. Next caller, area code 601. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tara.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah, is that correct?
Tara with a T.
Oh, Tara, I'm sorry. Well, that's why I asked to make sure I'm doing it correctly. Okay, Tara, well, how are you doing, Miss Bubbly?
Good, how are you? Just waiting on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too, girl. Okay, Tara, what team are you taking?
Seahawks.
Okay, Tara, you're there.
Yeah.
Yay, Tara.
I got it.
Okay, what can I do for you, young lady?
Just want to see what you see for the love life. Is it going to get better this year?
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I am picking up an older gentleman. Now, this is not a love life, either a father or an uncle that is worried about you when you're dating. doesn't want you to get hurt.
Probably my dad.
Yeah, really protective of you. So it must be your dad. Okay, well, I picked him up right away. It's like, yeah, it's your dad.
We're really close.
Yeah, I was going to say, I pity the guy that mistreats you. Ooh.
Yeah.
He catch pure hell from your dad. Yeah, he always wants the very best for you, but he don't play around. Like, he doesn't want no guy mistreating his daughter. And I don't blame him. He's a father. No father wants their daughter mistreated, so I don't blame him there. But he's strong in the background, so let me go forward in your spirit and see the guy. Tara. I see a guy, but you know what, Tara? He's not that tall. He's like about 5'8", 5'9", and he could be mixed, mulatto, black and white, or he could be a black African-American guy, but light-skinned. He looks so light that I don't want to say he could pass for white, but he's very light-skinned. That's why I said maybe he's mixed. I kind of feel more that he's mixed and he's all black. School, I see this guy in education. Are you going to college right now?
I'm fixing to go back.
Okay, because I see this guy, he's in school in education.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he's not that tall. In fact, you're going to meet him the end of this month. The end of February, you're going to meet him. Yeah. So that must be why once you start college, you two will cross paths. But, yeah, because he's in school as well, which is good. I mean, that's a good point for him.
Yeah.
He's single. He doesn't have any kids. He's really goal-oriented for his degree. He's very goal-oriented. So you might – I'll tell you like this.
Uh-huh.
When you meet him, he's somebody that's really into his goal. Like, you and him will be talking just – whatever, and he might say, you know, I'm really into that. I want to one day become a mayor, or I want to become a governor, and I'm really into this political field. So when you talk to this guy, this kind of conversation, you'll know that this is him. You and him will have a relationship. Now, will it be long-term? I don't know, but you'll have a relationship, and he will treat you good. I'm not picking up anything bad on this guy's spirit. Yeah. I'm not picking up anything. In fact, you'll introduce him to your dad. You will introduce him to your dad. He's a good guy. But he's just, the only problems I can see with you two is that he's so strong in his career, you know, and his goal that he wants to do. But, yeah, and he is going places. He's focused. So good focus, and that's good for you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you people enjoy each other, but it's not like he's off drinking, doing drugs, and, you know, stuff that's taking you away from what you're supposed to be doing. No, he's not going to do that, you know. But you two will enjoy. I see that. You two will definitely enjoy each other, but
that's awesome.
He's going to be in his goal. Yeah, that is good. That is good.
Okay.
I mean, he will impress your dad. You know, with the goals he has in front of him. So, but you two will date. You'll do good together. Like I said, I don't know if you like be together until you graduate or what. But for right now, you two will get it off good.
Just want to date right
so
now.
Remember, he's either real light or he's mixed.
Okay.
He's into his goals. He's between 5'8" and 5'9" is his height.
Oh yeah,
and he's kind of medium built. He's not skinny. But, you know, medium, just kind of average.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a nice-looking guy. Yep, and he's a nice-looking guy. Yep. He's attractive.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're most welcome. And like I said, you'll be meeting him. You two will be running. You'll be meeting each other by the end of this month. So delayed Valentine's Day for you.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes. Well, enjoy your week, Tara. Thank you for calling.
Oh, well, you too. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called in.
Okay, I am too. Watch. Yes, you too. Watch the game, girl.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code 202. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Camilla. How are you doing today?
Hi, Camilla. I'm doing great, and you? What can I help you with, young lady?
I was also curious about love, too. I wanted to know if something with a friend of mine would transpire or if anything new, anyone new would come in.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the name of the guy you're seeing now? Are you interested in? Just his first name. That's all.
Michael.
Michael, okay. All right. Michael confuses you. I think he confuses himself. He's scattered. It's like Michael scattered. He's like doing 10,000 things at once, but only accomplishing one at a time. He's hyper. I almost want to say he's ADD or whatever that is. I don't know. He's a hyper person. Michael. There's a guy behind him standing tall that's interested in you, but he hasn't said anything because Michael's there. Wow, you know him. He's an athlete. He's an athlete, and, yeah, he knows Michael, too. They're not best of friends, but they're friends, but he likes you. This guy standing behind him that I see this tall, he likes you, but he hasn't said anything to you because you and Michael were talking. So he didn't want to be disrespectful. But, yeah, this guy really likes you. He's got the eye on you. Michael, he's not a bad guy. He's just, man, he's just scattered. He's just scattered. He confuses me. It's like if I was in a conversation with him, I'd be like, what? What did you say?
Yeah,
you know, I'm not trying
like
to be mean
right
or ugly or anything, but it's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. The guy that's standing behind him, like I said, you've met this guy. He's tall, but I see him like as an athlete. Like maybe if he's not in track, he's in basketball.
Okay,
does that help you know who that is? If he's not running track, he's in basketball?
Not sure.
Okay, I'm talking college or past college.
Okay.
Yeah, but this guy is an athlete. So at one time, he was active either in track or he used to play basketball. I don't see him as a professional NBA player now, but he did play at one point in time. So. Yeah, that's why I'm saying you might already know him because he knows you too, and he definitely has the eye on you. Michael, I don't normally say this, kick a guy to the curb because he hasn't done anything really bad, but because he's not settled in his mind, I would say Michael to the left, and this tall gentleman, give him an opportunity.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to say. Michael to the left, just, yeah, you're okay, but you're not what I'm looking for right now. And give this tall guy a chance because he really likes you. He really does. And he looks to be a good person. I see him as being maybe a little possessive of you. You know, if you two start dating, he might be a little possessive. But other than that, he's a good guy.
Okay.
So just think
about
your friends.
What he looks like.
I'm sorry?
Do you see, like, any other traits, like complexion or hair or, like, or race?
He's a white guy. He's a white guy. He's white and tall. Like I said, you've seen him. You know, you probably didn't pay any attention. You know how we can meet people, be at a gathering or whatever, like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you, and you go on to the next person, and you don't really, you know, really just stand there and look at him or hold a conversation. That's this tall guy. That's him. He's seen you, so, yeah, and he's seen you several times. When you two get to talking, you'll be like, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even see you or, you know, recognize you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
he's
you.
Coming up quick. That tall guy in the background is coming up quick, so I'm going to say any time. in February.
Yeah.
But if you do dating, wait till after February the 11th, after Mercury retrograde, because you don't want to start a relationship during Mercury retrograde. It will not succeed. So even if you meet this guy this week, just before you two kind of really get close, wait till after February the 11th and then say, okay, we can do this now. You know what I mean?
I
can start dating, going out, partying, meeting people, whatever you want to do, you know, then do it then. Yeah.
Yes,
but look for him. Look for him.
Okay.
You'll know him. With me, on the phone with me right now, it's not coming to you, but after you think about it for a while or maybe be out this week, you'll be like, oh, now I know who Linus was talking about. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 337. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Hi, Candace. I'm doing fine. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I would love to see... What do you see coming up for me? Well, I guess regarding my love life or whatever you see. Like
okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. I got to focus on one thing so I can bring it in. So you want me to focus on your love life?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now what's coming up. There's some guy that you know or used to see. Kick that mofo to the curb. Like you got steel toe boots on, okay? I mean, it's so bad I'm seeing dark clouds. So that's why I'm being
Lord.
So profound in what I'm telling you. Kick him to the curb. I mean, like steel toe boots, okay? Like, no. I'm seeing nothing but dark clouds, and they're black. That's not good. Whoever that you were seeing or you were thinking about seeing, nada. Mm-mm, that ain't for you, Candace. That's just problems down the road for you. Okay, now let me see who else.
Yeah.
The angel showed me that right away, almost as a warning for you as
Thank
a protection.
I think I know who he's talking about, and believe me, I have not talked to that person in well over 2.5, almost 3 years. So
good.
It ain't happening.
Good.
I don't know.
Good, okay.
I ain't seen
good.
Him either in 2.5 years, so yeah.
Okay, sure
about
well,
that.
Good then. Thank you for the validation. Okay, now let's see. Bring in the good stuff, angels.
Yes.
Let's see. Boy, this must be light-skinned today. Jesus. He's a light-skinned brother with little, he's got a curly natural, and I don't even want to say it's a curly natural. I think he just has a good grade of hair, but it's baby curls, silky little baby curls. He's in business. He might be a car dealer. He's a salesman for a car dealership. Good-looking brother, too. Looks like he's even been on ads, like they might have used him in advertising for this dealership. Possibly part owner of the dealership. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely got an investment there. Yeah, because it looks like he's been in some commercials, and they've used him. Yeah, I think he's part owner of this dealership. Like maybe he owns a third or two-thirds of it. But, yeah, he definitely works for a car dealership. He's either an Aries or an Aquarius. It looks like he might have just celebrated his birthday. Wait a minute. No, it's coming up. His birthday's coming up in the next week or two. So he is an Aquarius. Okay. Yep, his birthday's coming up. He's a churchgoer. Definitely goes to church. He is a widower. It looks like he has three children, but it's one at home, possibly a daughter. And I believe his wife passed of breast cancer. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, yep. So, yeah. And his daughter is 16. Looks like a pretty good kid. So, yeah, he has one at home, two grown sons,
oh, wow.
and a daughter at home. Let's see. Yep, and he's by himself. He's not dating. He's not doing anything. Looks like his wife passed 6 months ago.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's been 6 months ago. So he's not dating or seeing anybody. Kind of just work and taking care of his daughter. That's about it. And he's close with his sons. You know, they try and do things with their dad to kind of, you know, put his mind on other things. So, yeah, yep. But home life for him is good. No problems at home. Work is work. He's probably 48 to 52.
Ooh.
They're showing me his age, 48
to
52.
I'm 31, so I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much older than you. Well,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. Love does not have a color. Love does not have an age.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with
now,
you.
I'm not
on that.
Saying for you to be with mm-hmm. this older guy. I'm just telling you this is what the angels are showing me for you. If you come into this man's presence and get to talking to him,
oh,
he would be very
okay.
much interested in you. Yeah, yeah. So that's to let you know. Now, dating him or being with him, that's your free choice and will. But
yeah,
but he's there. So I don't know, maybe the interest, you know, maybe not as a relationship. Maybe he might just be interested as a good friend.
Yeah.
You know, could be just as a good friend. You know, more I'm seeing like a father figure towards you. So maybe like that. Because, you know, you can have men that are friends. You know, he could be an older guy, but he still could
be a good friend
and somebody that looks out for you, you know.
I have a good friend now that he's really, really, he's 40, and, you know, I'm 31 and stuff like that, and we're really, really good friends and stuff like that. And so I definitely understand. I'm always in the best friends with older people anyway, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, your spirit is old, honey. So
you're gonna
magnetize to older people just because of your spirit.
Yeah.
You're an old soul. Yeah,
you're
an old soul. So that's okay because you know what? Maybe when you're in conversations with people that are older than you, you understand them and they understand you.
Yes. Some of my best.
You know what I mean? Where some people
older,
maybe your age.
My mom. Yes.
Yeah, where some people your age, they were like, oh, no, she's too young. She wouldn't understand, blah, blah, blah. But you, is, you know, because you're old soul, it's like you have an opening of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where some people are just look over, oh, they're old. You know, they're in their 40s, whatever. But you'd be like, no, this person has value. This person has wisdom and purpose. You know, you see these things, so that's beautiful. To tell you the truth, Candace, what I'm picking up is when you get married, you're going to marry an older guy. He's not going to be young.
Oh.
He'll be 5 to 10 years older than you when you get married.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's
so just to let you know, he's not going to be close to you. Yeah, because that's your mind and your soul. So
Who's this guy that you see me marrying?
That I'm not seeing. They're not showing me that. They're just showing me that when you do get married, he is going to be older, 5 to 10 years, no more than 10 years. But yeah, when you get married.
Because I have a guy friend who's actually, he's 40. Like I said, I'm 31. So I mean, age has never really been an issue. But we're really best friends. Really, really best friends.
And that's good. Yeah. What's his
and
name? Give me his first name.
His name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he treasures you like a sister. He really treasures you. Man, don't let nobody come up against you or say something bad about you. He'd knock them the hell out. Yeah, he really does. He loves you like a sister. Just, you know, he wouldn't go there sexually. You know, but it's like a sister, like, you know, when you talk to him, if you say, you know, I was interested in this guy, but I don't know, you know, you're like, is he cool?
You know, is he respecting you and the children, whatever? Yeah, that's how he is. Yeah, Max, very protective of you. And that's good. Hey, who doesn't want a couple of guy friends that, you know, no sex, that just look out for your benefit? You know what I mean? That's beautiful.
Yeah, and we're so much alike. It's ridiculous, like so much alike.
Yeah, because he was your brother in your past life.
Wow. Well,
he was your brother in your past life. I don't know why they're showing me all this, but they are. They say he was your brother. And in this lifetime, he's still very protective of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love him, too.
Yep. In fact, when you fall in love, they got to go through him before the I do's happen. I'm serious. They've got to meet Mac and let him know that, yeah, you're okay for my sister. I know that you're going to treat her right and you're going to be okay. Or other, he'll be like, uh-uh, babe, this ain't the one.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I you know what, to say the truth, be honest, I have a little crush on him.
But that's okay, but leave it as a friendship. But that's okay, but just leave it as a friendship because you know what? He will be more beneficial to you, Candace, as a male friend than as a lover. He really would. I mean, you guys, your friendship will be forever and a day till, you know, either one of you leave this earth. You will always have that friendship. So that's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. But when you find a guy to date, when you find a guy to date, he's got to go through Mac and make sure.
Mm.
And it's not that Mac is going to be jealous or keep him away from you. No, he just wants to make sure that the guy is treating you with respect and honor.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
That's definitely him.
So. So like I say, you know, you'll cross paths with the car dealership guy, and he could end up being another male protective friend, you know. So it's up to you, but believe me, when you get married, he'll be 5 to 10 years older. That's a definite. That will happen.
You know, he'll be tall or short or?
Now, they're not showing me that, Candace. I'm sorry. Telling me that you will. Yeah. Listen, let me say this, not only because you're on the line. If anyone that's listening or on the line or in the chat room and you need an in-depth reading from me, you can go to my website, and I'm sorry I didn't mention it earlier, theessenceofsuccess.com. Theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, you'll see intuitive reading. Click on that, and you got me. Okay. Yep, that's it, Candace.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and God bless you, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Keep doing what you're doing. You're on a good path there. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next caller up, area code 402. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ku'u Leilani, and thank you for taking my call. Much blessings to you. I'm calling from the Omaha area. Excuse me if I sound a little off. I'm a little under the weather, but I was wondering.
Oh, that's okay, Ku'u Leilani. That's a beautiful name. Oh, that's
thank
beautiful.
Thank you. It's a family name. It's passed down generation to generation, and I just so happened to get it.
It's beautiful. Ku'u Leilani, I like that.
It means a wreath of heavenly flowers.
Ah, how beautiful. And flowers are so gorgeous. And smell so good. So you must be a beautiful person. All right, young lady, what can I do for you today?
Thank you. I just want to say thank you. And if you could give me a little insight on my friend. Hold on one second.
Okay. We're here, y'all. She just has to take care of her children, I guess, in the background.
Sorry. I muted myself. I was wondering if you could give me a snapshot of what you see with me and my friend Todd, because it's been a journey.
Todd, don't tell me. No. Don't tell me anything else. T-O-D-D, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you. Okay. I'm picking up that he is possessive. Hmm. He needs to shoulder some burden or help, mm-hmm. and he's not doing his part. He's actually running away from responsibility that he should be doing. God, why am I getting this? If Todd can get out of paying child support, then he won't pay it. I don't understand that. Angels, you need to show me a little bit more on this guy here. Okay, what they're showing me, Kulani, is that he runs away from responsibility. That's the way I think that's the best way I can say it. He does not accept responsibility for his actions and for the things that he should be doing in his life. If he can get by slick with it, then he will. Unless you call him on it and tell him, no, that's not going to work, or you know that that's not right. That's not the way to be, or your behavior. Slick Willie. Whew. The angels are telling me Slick Willie.
Yeah, he has that about him.
Is this the man for you? No. They're telling me he may be a good lover. He may be a good pacifier, tell you what you want to hear, but he needs to accept responsibility for his actions. Mm-hmm. And that's dealing with people in his life that he knows that he needs, whether it's child support or whatever, but he needs to take responsibility for his actions. And just talking a good game is not good enough. In other words, your actions speak louder than your words. Your words can be smooth as silk and cover your ears, but in reality, your actions speak much louder.
Yes, I agree.
So 100%. I'm just going to, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say that I don't think he's the guy for you. Who is Philip and who is they're trying to show me this name, Wildorf. I'm seeing W-I-L-L, Wildor. Wildor? Wildor.
I don't know. I've never met them yet. I haven't met anybody with those names.
Okay, well, just remember that. Put it in your back of your mind. Philip and Wildorf, or Wildorf, W-I-L-L-D-O-R-F. There, they're showing me. W-I-L-D-O-R-F, Wildorf. Maybe that's their last name. But anyway, Philip and Wildorf are the men that are coming into your life. How you're going to meet them? Philip at a gathering. Wildorf, like at a church or family. No, it's not family. It looks like something has to do with church, like the church had some function. The people came to like a dinner or something. There was a program, but there was food served. Wildorf is there. He was invited by somebody else, so that's how you meet him. Because I see he's at the church, and so are you. Yep, I see the steeple. So you're at the church building when you meet him. But Philip, it's at some gathering, like a party. Some social type of thing. That's where you meet Philip at. Philip, you'll meet him in a couple of months. Wildorf, you'll meet possibly this month, toward the end of the month. There's some church function, and it's either after or during Valentine's Day, but the church has something where couples, not only couples, single people, you know, can come together, because, of course, he's single. Both of the guys are. But Wildorf is single. And the church has something.
I was thinking about going to a bingo game at the church. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And I was looking for a new church to go to, because I really want to take my kids back to church every Sunday. They really need to go, especially my son. He's going to 12. He's going to the puberty stage. One of my children, and oh good Lord, he knows all the commandments, and he knows about God, and he believes in God, and he loves God. But he just needs a little extra reminder, you know, to just keep that the fear of the Lord there. Because, you know, people are missing a lot of that. I mean, ain't nothing. There's nothing wrong with fearing something bigger than you, because there is a supreme intelligence that separates our calcium from the calcium somewhere else. You know what I mean? We're all elements.
Amen.
We all break down to the same thing, and this supreme intelligence separates a desk from a human and from us to this and that. But I mean, and we all are in likeness of the image of God, and really learning about like history and different cultures and learning in different places. I know everybody's got their opinions. I know some people think that. You know, I'm in agreement with you are God, there is a God, there's a supreme intelligence, and whatever you want to call it, you can call it. For me, I just call it God and Jesus and love.
And keep praying.
It.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go,
yes.
And just keep praying.
Yes.
Well, Kulalani, I want you to look forward to these two men coming up. And like I said, the Wilford guy will be at church. You'll meet him at church, so, and the other guy will be at a gathering. So look forward to meeting those two guys. I think you'll have some fun times there, young lady.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes. And prayers are answered, so continue in your prayer. You're on a good path. God bless
you.
Yes. Okay, area code 313. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I guess
hello, hello. Hello.
Oh, I was just getting ready to hang up. Who's this?
Hello. It's Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. What's wrong, Dwight? Are you having any physical problems?
Physical? Not really.
Okay. Well, what can I help you with today, Mr. Dwight?
Well, I'm in the middle of moving, transitioning from leaving my apartment like a week ago and trying to work things out towards a new place.
Okay, so you already have moved into your new place now?
Oh, no. I'm trying to find something.
Oh, fine. Oh, so what do you want? Your question is, where will you be moving to? Is that what you'd like to know?
Yeah.
I see a woman, an older woman, and a room. I see an older woman with a big house, and she has a room that she'll rent out. I'm seeing that right now. She's an older woman, like a grandmother type, but she does rent out rooms. She's got a big home, big, huge home, look like about 5 bedrooms. But anyway, she does rent out rooms, you know, like a bedroom, and you have kitchen and bath. But I see that right now. In fact, what they're showing me is this, from where you lived at, this woman's house is like 3 miles away from your old place. And it's a beginning. That's what I'm seeing. This room that she has for rent is just a beginning. So I guess it's a place for you to stay for a minute, get your money together until you get another apartment, you know, or somewhere substantial to stay, but it's like in the meantime. And evidently she doesn't charge that much. It seems like this lady, she's pretty fair to the rooms that she rents in her house. She's pretty fair to people. So, like I say, it's a new beginning. So think about that. Maybe looking on the internet or either in the newspaper, people that have a room for rent in their home, and that will give you time to save up a little money, huh?
Yeah, I think I already know who you possibly know who you're talking about. I probably seen a listing, but I just had a deja vu. I was staring at something while I was walking through the house, and it's kind of weird because when I seen it the other day, I was like, I'm going to have deja vu about it. It's weird. I don't know. But yeah, I need a really a good start.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a beginning, so it's just, if you know where I'm talking about, you know, this gives you opportunity to save money instead of spending $400 or $500 and trying to get a deposit and all that. This gives you time to save your money, and then that way, when you find the apartment or your deja vu where you're going to go, you know, you'll have your money. You have your deposit and your first month rent, and you're good to go, and a little extra mm-hmm. besides. So that's why I said it's a new beginning. So that's good for you. You know, it's not like yeah. you're hassling, like, oh, my God, I got to come up with, you know, $1,500 right away. You don't have to worry about that. This woman will open her, I mean, not open, her house is open, but she'll rent a room to you. So, you know, like $200 a month or whatever. I mean, come on, that gives you opportunity mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
You think you already know this person or the list?
It's a possibility. I'm seeing this woman in the church. I'm seeing that she's active in church, so I don't know. That's all I'm seeing about her, is that she is active in the church, and she's got a real good heart. She doesn't mind helping people.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like everything will go fine, I guess. I have little problems with my parents. Some things they like, I don't know, trying to dictate my life.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Well, maybe your parents are just looking out for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just looking out for the best for you. But try that though, Dwight. Try that for your
okay.
independence. Do rent that room. And save your money, honey, and then go ahead and get your apartment, even if it's just a studio. You know, after you move out of her house, just get you a studio, just something, you know, you can claim, this is my home, this is my place, right? And it's
cool.
just enough for you to get you going. Yeah, for sure. Okay?
Yeah, that helps a lot because I didn't know if I, if I ever wanted to do that again.
Oh, sure you do. Sure. You rent a room from the lady and then get you a little studio apartment. Sure, why not? God bless the child that has their own, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, hey, sometimes we got to crawl before we walk, Dwight, but once we stand up, baby, go to running. Go to running.
Right.
Make those things happen. So, yeah, so you'll be okay. Just be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with Dwight, and it'll happen. It'll all come about, okay?
Okay. Hey, I do have one last thing. How long do you see it happening for? Because I've been over my parents. And
well, Dwight, for the woman with the house, I'm going to tell you, do it after February 11th. Start checking. I mean, you can check ahead of time. But don't initially, when you go to talk to her about, you know, renting a room, wait till after February 11th. Okay, we'll be out of Mercury retrograde
uh-huh.
so that things work in your favor, okay? And it
okay.
could happen. You're asking for a time frame. The time frame
yeah.
is up to you. I can't really say that because you're going to be talking to the lady and giving her money. So, you know, that's kind of up to you. It could happen this month. You could be living over there with her before the end of the month.
Wow,
but
I don't think I have that much time where I'm at. But
okay, well then
I mean,
I would tell you to check the paper and check with your church also. Check, you know, you go to church, check and see if there's anybody, you know, a church that has rooms for rent. You will get help.
Church. A church
okay, but you,
in the area I used to.
Okay, but you will get help, Dwight. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I will. That's
yeah, you will
all
get
that
help.
Matters.
Okay. I want you to pray about it, and I'm going to pray for you too, Dwight, that you find a place that's comfortable for you and gives you a new start in life. Okay, I'm going to be praying for you, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, and take care. All right, honey. Okay. Area code 610. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Lennis. This is Sonia. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sonia. Sonia, am I saying that correctly?
Yep, you said it correctly.
Okay. Yes, Happy New Year's to you too, darling. And what can I help you with today?
I'm calling because I wanted you to have a question about currently looking for work. I was laid off from my job at the beginning of December last year. And, of course, I was devastated, but, I started working on my resume and applying for positions, and I continue to do so. I just wanted to see, what you're picking up for me.
Okay. Have you been applying, like, within the last couple of weeks or so?
I applied. Even last night I applied at a position. Yeah. I apply every week to positions.
Okay, good. The only thing I want to tell you, Sonia, what I'm picking up is if you get hired, it's going to be after February 11th, and that will be a good thing for you. I'm seeing the 15th, 16th, and the 17th, but that's good because we'll be out of Mercury retrograde, so when they hire you, it'll be permanent. There won't be any problems with the job.
Right. Well, the 15th is my birthday, so that will be my birthday gift.
Well, God bless. That's wonderful.
Yep.
But that's what I'm picking up. Let me look at the calendar. So I'm picking up the 15th is on a Sunday. 16th and the 17th is Monday, Tuesday of the following week after we're out of Mercury retrograde.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm picking up. I'm looking at the calendar, and they're showing me the 16th and the 17th. So one of those two days you will get hired, which is good. So all those applications that you put out, you will be working before the end of the month. You'll be working by the middle of the month. In fact, on the 16th or 17th, they're probably going to have you start on a Wednesday, which maybe sound kind of odd. If not, by Friday you will start, which is odd, too. I'm looking at
it.
I'm thinking, why Wednesday and Friday? That's odd. But you know what? We don't care. It's a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you by any chance picking up the industry?
Oh, okay. Let me check. I'm getting business and I'm getting education.
That's
what
strange. I've been trying to get back. Right now, I was working as a software tester and with apps and all that software. But I'm trying to get back into the pharmaceutical and medical industry. And I've applied for a lot of pharmaceutical companies. I've applied for positions of support, even sales rep. That's what I would really like, to be a pharmaceutical rep. If not, I will do anything in a support role. The majority...
Okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. They're telling me you are going to get a job in sales on the 17th.
Okay.
So that's when you're going to get hired. They're showing me. When you were talking and you said pharmaceutical rep, the angels told me that's the job. That's it. So you are going to get a job in that field. It's a sales job, which means it's, you'll be going out talking to different doctors or nurses, different agencies, about the products. So, you're going to get the job, honey.
Were you picking up, the company, anything about the company, initials, letters, size, anything at all?
No. They're not showing me the company, but they're showing me that on the 17th you will get the job as a sales rep in pharmaceutical. They are showing me that. Who the company is, the angels did tell me it's big, huge. It's a big one. I don't know. Is that like DuPont or McKill or whoever? But they're saying it's huge. It's a big pharmaceutical company,
Right.
But, yeah,
and
you are going to get the job.
It'll be stable, right? Because at my last job, I was only there from April to December. And, of course, I was devastated because I don't like to be job hopping. I want to be there long term.
This is long term. This is permanent.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this, though, so you don't be shocked. You might be a little bit below the salary that you normally would make for what you're doing.
Don't
worry about it. Because in 6 months, your salary is going to go up. You can negotiate. Like, I see it in 6 months going up $100. That big of a jump in 6 months, $100. Write this down so you remember it. So if you come in at about $22 an hour, don't worry. You'll go up to $32 an hour in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
okay,
we'll see.
So just remember
right.
that. But yeah, so
okay.
this company
okay.
definitely is upward momentum for you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Thank you very
congratulations.
Much. Congratulations.
Sonia, congratulations.
You know
okay, please do. All right. Have a
absolutely.
Wonderful week there, young lady.
You too.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. I will. Yeah, congratulations. Boy, that job is strong. She'll be working in a couple of Tuesdays here. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. So go right in. If you don't want to be on the line, you can go in there and ask a question as well. Okay, area code 720. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Ibatar. Happy 2015. How are you?
Happy 2015 to you, too. Hi, Ibatar. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Ibatar. Okay. And how are you doing today, Ibatar?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, good. I'm glad. All right. Well, what can I answer for you, young lady?
I just wanted to see what you may be picking up for me for this new beautiful 2015.
Oh, you're spreading the word. You are spreading the word. You are spreading the word. You're talking to a lot of people and a lot of women. But it's
mm-hmm.
not church. It's not church. You're spreading the word alike for people to believe in themselves, to know their prayers are answered, that you have purpose. Ooh. You know what? You're encompassing and gold light all around you. I'm seeing it. Oh, my God. Ibatar, you're one of the chosen ones. What are you doing calling me? You know what your purpose is. Why are you calling
yes.
me? My little self. Thank you. I am fortunate to talk to you. I am privileged to talk to you. I know you know who you are, and I know you know where you're going. You don't need to talk to me. You've already been blessed and showered upon. I mean, I see you going across the nation, the city, the states, and you're bringing a message. You're helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You are helping so many people. And you know what? Along the way, people are giving you money. It's almost like, I'll put it like this, if you were in church and it's time
mm-hmm.
for offertory, and the ushers would go down the aisle with the plates. For you, it's like wherever you go, people will give you money just because of what you're doing and helping other people. You don't even have to ask. It's almost like, wow, you're making me cry. You are so powerful and so blessed. Woo. Woo, you almost make me want to shout. I can feel your essence, how powerful it is. You are chosen. You got a purpose, young lady. Ooh. Boy, that's heavy.
Do you see me doing that, starting that here or in Arizona or when? This summer?
Wow. Anytime.
Okay.
Why are you, there is no time limit on what you bring in. Anytime. You could start today, tomorrow. You know, you're blessed. You're a powerful woman. I thank you for calling me, but you're way more powerful than me. I can feel you. You know, just start. Start today, start tomorrow. But yeah. You know, to me right now is like me talking to an angel. So I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because there's so much joy and so much brightness around you. It's like I'm seeing gold all around. What do you call aura? Okay. I'm seeing your whole body just encompassing gold. That's powerful. That's what I said. I thank you for the privilege to talk to you.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, you just start. You don't need to hear from me. You know. You already know. I'm going to tell you like a lady told me once. I sat down. It was a psychic fair. And I sat down in front of her and I said, oh, you know, like anybody else, I want a reading, you know. And she looked at me and she said, get up. And I said, excuse me, ma'am. And she said, get up. The power that's on you right now, she said, get away from my table. She said, in fact, you tell me what's going on in my life. I said, ma'am, I can't do that. You know, I just, you know, got real timid. And I said, ma'am, I can't do that. And she said, you don't even know who you are. I'm telling you the same thing. You don't even know who you are, the power that you have.
Yeah.
You're blessed. So you know the only thing I'm going to tell you, you don't need to do a reading. I should be asking you to do a reading on me. I'm just going to tell you, Avatar, thank you for calling into the show and proceed on with your blessings to other people because you got a message. You got a message to let the world know what's going on, you know. Bring us closer to loving each other instead of people being caustic and toxic and nasty, but learning to love each other. So I thank you.
You're welcome.
I thank you. Okay, have a good day, and I know I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you, Avatar. I'll be out there, too. But thank you, and God bless you, which you already blessed. So go on with your powerful self. Thank you.
You are.
Yeah. Okay. You guys got to give me a minute. Let me real quick. I'm just going to play something real quick for a minute. I need a two-minute break. I'll be right back. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry about the song, but just give me 2 minutes. Okay, I'm back. Thank you for that quick little break. Okay, area code 619. You're on the air with Linus. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Donna. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, you said Donna, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is same as the gal, I think the caller before the last one, just job where you might see me working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, description would be great.
Okay. Was there any area that you're looking already that you put applications in, Donna?
It's different areas, so I'm not sure which
oh,
one.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to see
children all around you? Are you a teacher?
No, but I've been putting some nanny positions out there.
Okay, because I was going to say, I see these little kids standing around you, and they're smiling. So that's why I was wondering, are you into, you know, a teacher or educator? Yeah.
I've been looking, so maybe that's where it's going to be going, huh?
Oh, are you looking for teaching?
No, but maybe if I do... maybe a nanny position, sure, maybe schoolwork or helping the children with their lessons. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay, because I see you sitting in front. I'm going to tell you what they're showing me right now. You're sitting in front of a class, and there's a bunch of little elementary kids, I'd say like first and second graders. and they're in front of you. You're sitting there in this chair and you're reading a book, and they're all sitting down almost like a U. They're sitting around on the floor around, but you're in front of them and you got this book open and you're reading them a story. So I see you in a classroom.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, man.
Do you see me moving?
Yeah.
Okay, I can only focus on one. What do you want me to do? Focus on moving or focus on your job?
This job was going to be local, or if I were going to have to move to the next city?
No, they're telling me the job is local.
Okay.
But you're teaching. You're if you're not in a school, like a preschool, I almost see, I want to say a daycare, but it's not a daycare. It's almost like a preschool. Like, oh, what do they call those schools where the kids are kind of gifted? God, I can't think of that word. It starts with an M, not missionary. Help me, Donna. What is it that
I don't
for
know.
The kids?
I don't
that's
know.
Montessori.
Oh.
Montessori, there it is.
Oh,
thank you, thank
is
you,
like
thank you, Miss Nina.
Isn't that more of a religious thing or no?
No. Not necessarily, no, But what is it, Nina? Oh, she went back. Anyway, no, it's special teaching, like they're not special kids now. I don't mean special ed, but they're a little bit higher learning in some areas. Mm. Isn't it? Am I right, Nina?
Yeah, it's a teaching daycare is what it is. They have formal lessons and stuff starting from 82 years old.
That's it. Thank you. I love her. Okay, so that's it, Donna. That's what I'm seeing. That's what the angels are showing me. Because I didn't see the school, but the Montessori. Yep, that's it. So, yes, and it's local. It's not far from you. I think 3 miles? Okay. They're saying about 3 miles from your house. So
okay.
It's not that far. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it could be in a building. It looks like a church, but it's not the church. Maybe like a church that has an educational building or a school attached to it, if that's helping you in your area. Okay. Well, they have that kind of school attached to it, the Montessori, and they have openings. It looks like they have 3 openings, matter of fact. So, yes, do apply around that area. If it's not, I don't want to tell you apply at the churches because it's away from the church, but the church is like in the foreground. This is behind it. So if not the church, just look for Montessori schools, you know.
Okay.
You'll get the
will.
Position. There are 3 openings. That's what they're showing me. Wherever this building is, there's 3 openings. So they're like, they're going to snatch you up so quick. You could put your application in this. Huh?
I don't have any teaching credentials, though. That's the thing.
But you said you were a nanny, so you were teaching.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I just thought maybe this would be more, the requirements would be for a formal, you know, or just schooling for the.
Well,
apply.
Okay. Because you're going to be a big help to them. You may not have that degree behind your name, but apply. Mm-hmm. They will still hire you. You have enough knowledge or skills that you already know in education to help. No, it might be to a point where the teacher would have to say some things, but you, it's an assistant, but you're an assistant, but I don't even see that. I see you actually being a person teaching these children.
Okay.
So don't cut yourself short, please.
I won't. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations to you. You'll be right.
Well,
but the only thing, remember, we're in Mercury retrograde. Take the position after February 11th.
Oh, thank you.
So you'll know you'll be there permanently. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Donna. Love you. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 561. You're on the line with Linus. And thank you, Miss Nina. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
I have a sister named Lena. How you doing?
I'm okay. I have an interview tomorrow to work part-time at the college, and although I really want full-time, this is only a temporary job. They said it would maybe last 3 to 6 months, so I wanted to see if you thought I might have a chance at getting it.
Yeah, you get the job, but I also see you working permanently at the same place in June. They offer you a permanent position, so if you can just hang on till June, you'll be there permanently. So just do your very best. You're doing fine. Go ahead, work it. You're going to get the job. But just do your very best, because in June they will offer you a permanent position with benefits.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. Okay, that's great.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You so much.
Well, remember, things can change. Things can change. What it is today may not be what it is tomorrow, right?
Yes, true, definitely.
Okay.
I mean,
and
I've
also
been trying
realize
to
you're working at a college, budgets and stuff can change where they might have the extra money to pay a person like you full-time and on a permanent basis. So what you see today, don't believe that. It can change tomorrow. And I'm telling you, in June, they would hire you for permanent work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to get it because I go to college there, too. I've been a student for many years there, so I've been trying to get into that college for a long time.
Yeah, well, you're going to start working there, and it
mm-hmm.
will be permanent. I mean, it's temporary right now. Yes, you are so correct. You're very correct. The angels are showing
mm-hmm.
me the same thing, but they're telling me that in June they will offer you a permanent position at the same place. Not
so
maybe in the same job that you're doing, but you'll be working for the college. But
Because it's in a human service. It's in a human resource department. So I didn't know. Sometimes they get other jobs.
Yeah, well, they hire you permanently, whether it's in there or maybe something affiliated with human resources. Who knows? But things do change. Mm-hmm. So keep that thought. You're doing good.
Okay,
just say,
thank
hey,
you.
I know I'm going to get on temporarily, and I'm going to be working permanent. Put it out there
mm-hmm.
and claim it. Lena, that's your job, and you will be there.
When do you think I would start?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
I
see them putting you to work before February 11th, which means it probably will be temporary. Since it's, you'll be starting this job during Mercury retrograde. So actually, it may be a blessing for you that by June it'll be permanent.
Because it is a reapply. I have applied before.
Okay, well, you can apply again.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply. Look, don't stop because you did one time. Keep applying if that's what you want and that's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I see you working temporarily, so that must mean you're going to start before. You're going to start here within a week or two or less in a few days. And it will be temporary. But like I said, in June, it'll turn into permanent. They will offer you
mm-hmm.
a permanent position. So, yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just hang in there and do your very best. You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. And
right.
congratulations
bye.
To you. Okay. Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Doing good.
Maria?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. Oh, all right. Famous name. Famous name. Hi, Rosemaria. How are you today, young lady?
Doing good. Still a little hyper, but I'm like in the mixture, like up and down. But I'm doing well. Doing well.
Okay.
Whatever you can pick up, the same thing, like job-wise, just like a few of them I've been talking to, like back and forth, it's just like I don't know which way to go or which one to stay with like the most. Like three different people I'm talking to.
Okay, Rosemaria, I'm picking up, do you do adult care?
Well,
is that what you do as adult care to help people that are inbound in their homes?
No.
That's what I'm picking up.
Really,
like you drive around, you go from house to house or apartment, but you help people. You go in. I don't know why, but this is what they're showing me. You go in, make sure everything is clean. They've had their medication or cook them something, whatever. It's home care. Thank you. Okay. I couldn't hear them. Just hold
Yeah, I'm
here.
Helping my parents out.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently you must be good at it. So were you looking in that field to do home care for other people? You know, where you go around, you're not at one house now. You go to, you know, different people's home, going and check, blah, blah, blah. Same thing you're doing for your parents.
Almost the same thing, but, like, totally different field. Almost the same thing. Almost.
Oh.
Almost.
Okay. Cause no wonder I see that you're good at that, because you are helping your parents. But, yeah, because that's what they're showing me, adult care. Well, what were you looking for if you didn't want to do that? Because I see that you'd be good at it. What field? You said almost.
IT.
Oh, IT and computers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask. Whoa, yeah, but man, I see your head hurting. It's a struggle. Because of the math. Because of the math, it's a struggle. I see you getting a headache. My head is even hurting on the front. I see you like in some books, working in books, and you're like, damn.
Right. That's
oh
why I said
God.
Almost, like, because I do travel with it, like here and there. And I don't mean here and there, like, I don't mean that way. I mean, like, here and there traveling.
Yeah. Well, they're not showing me that you're doing IT work. It's showing me like if you're doing homework or schoolwork, something that have to do with it, with IT, but it's troubling
right.
to you. Yeah, that's
yeah.
all I'm getting. Not saying that you wouldn't do good or perform in it. They're just showing me that it's troubling to you right now. Now, as far as the adult care, they showed me you'd be excellent. You know, that you do real good at that. So the IT, I guess it's just a matter of you still going at it. Do you get to the point that, yeah, this is what I want to do? But I see it gives you a headache. What part of IT are you trying to do? Like troubleshoot? You want to be a troubleshooter or go in
like
and repair?
Hour. Almost like
an analyst?
Yeah, like a
oh.
higher type of a thing.
Oh, girl. Yeah, you are talking math. Oh, bless your heart, bless your heart. Yeah, they're saying about a year away, about 1 year away. Is it? Yeah, a year to possibly a year and a half, but they're saying in 1 year you'll it's like passing the bar. I don't know what that is with a computer analyst, but it's like passing the bar for a lawyer, that you can do this within a year. Maybe you're at a Voltech school, then in a year's time you'll have all of the training and education you need, and you can go ahead and apply for a full-time job. Is that what it, are you in a Voltech school right now?
Oh, no.
Because they're saying a year.
Work.
Okay, because they're saying a year. Huh? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think it's the person I'm talking to that mentioned about an opening, and it's like he goes, you have to have give it a little bit more patience. I'm like, that's the one I want. So you have to be patient. I'm like, okay, that's probably what it is. What are you picking up,
oh,
maybe?
Oh, okay, Rosemaria. I understand.
They just came. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So thank you for the validation, but yeah. Yep. So, well, you know, number one, you'd be good at adult care, so if you apply for any of those jobs to, you know, travel, and check on people at their homes, you get hired. Number two, for your IT work as an analyst, you're looking at about a year out. So that's why I'm saying if you go to a Voltech school or whatever, it's quicker than college. Because college, you're probably looking at 4 years, but Voltech, they try and get you in and out within a year to 2 years, depending on what the subject is, you know, that you're taking. So that's what they're showing me, about a year. Year, you'll be done. That's what they're showing me, passing the bar, passing your test or whatever, and you'll be qualified.
They're probably throwing me something that I need to have in my hand just to complete
yeah.
it. Probably the other adult thing is probably a person I'm talking to, somebody else is probably, I'll be working with them maybe, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think.
Well, You're doing good. You've checked into it to find out what's required or what you need. So you're on a good path there. And like I said, in the if you need money or whatever, you already got the for the adult care. So, you know, up to you. You want to do the IT, maybe while you're going to school and helping your parents, maybe pick up a couple more people on the side, you know, for some extra money for adult care, and then still do your homework in a year's time. You'll be doing what you want to do.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, your analyst. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to you, too. I tell you, folks are just doing good today. You're on good path. That's good. At least that means 2015 is starting out pretty good. Amen. Thank you, God, for that. Well, thank you, Rosemary, for calling in. I wish you the best. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And this is going to be our last call before I go off the air. How about that? Area code 917. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, I'm Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm fine. My first
call.
It sounds
like you're walking, girl. You trying to get in your car?
No, I don't have a car.
But
my question is, I just brought up my boyfriend. I was wondering, are we going to get back together, and how's my life is a little bit confusing, so I was wondering how am I going to get any stabilization, or do you see any angels that are protecting me? I just feel kind of hopeless right now.
Oh, honey. Wait a minute. Here. I want you to stay on the phone with me. I'm going to do a prayer for you right now, okay?
Thank you.
I'll still help you, but okay. God, I'm asking for Samantha that all her highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, and loathing negativities that are around Samantha at this time. God, you know, and the unknown entities that are around Samantha, the spirits, the past life spirits, the present day spirits, and future life spirits, remove them from all dimensions of time and space around Samantha. Let Samantha feel that she is love, she is purpose, and she's needed in this world. I am that I am. I thank you, God, for Samantha. And let it be that her eyes and ears will open to better things in her life than what she's going through right now. And bless her, God, with a peace of mind in her heart and in her soul and in her mind. I am that I am, so shall it be. Now, about your boyfriend, tell me, what's his first name?
Jason.
Okay, that's enough, because you told me you two just broke up, so let me ask. Jason broke up with you too much for him. I don't know, he feels like it was too much of a bother. It was too much dealing with you. He couldn't handle it. And that's why you two split up. I think, Samantha, that you may be a little needy and clingy because it's things that you're missing in your life. And you thought that Jason was going to fill that void. But he can't. It has to start with you to make those changes. So you and Jason, the angels are not showing me down the line. Maybe it's a good thing that you two went your separate ways. But they're showing me for you that there's a bright light coming. I want you to say that you deserve happiness. You deserve to be loved. When you pray, don't pray that you have needs and wants. Pray that you deserve this, Samantha, and you do. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be happy. And you deserve to have a young man in your life that's going to love you totally and unconditionally. Did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Totally and unconditionally. That's okay that you're crying, honey. Totally and unconditionally. Like whatever that you're dealing with, this young man will understand you and have an understanding instead of like Jason, who didn't want to deal with it. Somebody else will come along and sees that light within you and say, well, you know what? Let's work through this together. So Jason wasn't the one. The right one will come along. You just be patient and pray. But all I want you to do is when you pray is to say that I deserve this. Don't say, I want God, I need God. No, I deserve this, God. I deserve the very best, as everybody does in this world, in this life. But you let God know that you deserve this. And if you're having problems at home, you say, God, I deserve happiness. I don't deserve to keep going through this bullshit every day. I'm a better person than this. I have a heart, and I love people, and I want to be loved, and I don't need to be going through this bullshit. I want you to remove it out of my life here and now. So be it. Okay? All right? Okay. I know I'm telling you a lot of information, and I know you're hurt right now, but I want you to know, if nobody's told you today, Samantha, I love you. You hear me? I love you. If nobody else has said that, I love you. Okay? And I'll be saying prayers for you, too, as well. I'll put you on my prayer list, so don't worry. Everything will be better. It'll be better. What I want you to do is just go home, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, go home, and just relax. In fact, I don't know if you're into sports. Watch a Super Bowl game. Something to put your mind on other than yourself, okay? Or if not, maybe go have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. You know, but spend some time alone. But also I want you to be around other people. But for right now, just kind of love Samantha for a minute. You know, hold your arms around you and know that you deserve this, and you do. No matter what you've been through in life, honey, you still deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be happy. Okay?
Yes.
All right? And I'm going to be praying for you, and I want you to check in with me. Don't let this be the last call into the show. You're always welcome to call. So just call in. Let me know how you're doing. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, honey, and I love you. All right? Okay. Okay. I want to thank everybody for calling in today on Free Psychic Reading Sundays, and I want to thank the people that were listening to the show, and I also want to thank Miss Nina and all the folks that were in the chat room. I thank Miss Nina for helping them. I want to let everybody know, you know me and Miss Nina, we do this out of love, and we love everybody. And I will say this to everyone, not just Samantha, but for everyone that call in or listening to the show, if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Miss Nina love you. Believe that. And that's from our heart and our soul that we love you. That's not BS. We really mean that. And when we say that we're praying for you, believe me, we are praying. We don't just say that just to be saying it. We put you, write your names down, and we put you in our prayers when we pray at night. So know this and know that you are loved. Well, the clock on the wall said it's time to call it a day, and I'm off to a Super Bowl party because you know I'm in Washington, and I love my Seahawks. When I say sea, you say hawks. Yes, I am silly at times. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and thank you, Miss Nina. I hope that you're watching. You're going to be watching the game, too. Where is she at, Miss Nina? Oh, I think she's already left, too. Oh, okay, there she is. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
yep, I want you and Jim to watch, too. Huh?
We will. Great week, everyone. We love you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. See you next Sunday. Same time, same place at 3 o'clock. At the regular time, me and Miss Nina will be here. 3 o'clock, y'all. Okay, thank you, and we love you. Go Seahawks. Ha 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 ha.